Victory number 3 is in the books for the Milan Wildcats. That was 41-14 last week at Maysville. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Dennis Stevenson bringing it your way on KTTN-FM 92.3. Big game this week. You got the defending GRC champions against the only team left unbeaten in the conference. It's a good matchup, good storyline. Princeton at Milan Friday night at 7. You can hear it as well on KTTN 92.3, also web streaming across the globe, kttnsports.com. Coach John Dabney, congrats on the win last week.
Thank you, Tom.
What went well for your team? What made you especially proud on the bus ride home?
I just, you know, they played a well-rounded game and played good offensively, defensively, and, did pretty well on our special teams as well.
It's clear that your team has improved from a year ago to now. In the last 3 weeks, Coach, do you see improvement from week to week in this particular season?
I think so. I mean, every time you get a little more, anytime you get a little more experience, and what's the old saying, mid-season form, no matter how much experience you have as well, you still are trying to get to mid-season form, so you're just trying to get better each week, and we just try to sit and talk about 1% better every day, and just at the end of the week, you know, you got 7% better than you did the week before. Just not asking too much, just 1% a day.
So with Coach Cole's team over at Maysville, because I heard they did do some good things, that you're able to keep them out of the end zone a whole lot, and obviously controlled the middle portion of the game. Where did you get the biggest challenge from the Wolverines of Maysville last week, Coach?
I just thought they, they've been going through some tough times over there. I know their game was a dedication game for a former player, and then they had another student. So there's been a lot going on over there, and I knew their kids were going to play hard, just period anyway, especially at Maysville. And then, you know, you have a lot of other things that they're playing hard for. And I thought they fought hard. They were just never gave up, and that's something to be very proud of if you're a Maysville fan or Maysville coach. I thought the kids just played extremely hard.
Yeah, playing through adversity, and certainly they're in kind of the same boat Milan was in a couple of years ago. Young, but they're going to get better week by week, and good times certainly with a good coach over there coming from Maysville sooner, I'm sure, than later. The way I understood it, Coach, is they got on the board first, and then you scored the next 41 points. Am I correct?
They did. We had a fumble, had a little short field, and I think it might have even been a third and long. I mean, we were, and after a penalty, it was just not real. We need to do a better job keeping in front of us. But hats off to them. They executed a nice little fade route. Just ran a little vertical, and we just kind of got twisted up a little bit and didn't get our feet around, and the other teams make great plays, too, so you have to sometimes tip your cap. But we'll woke us up a little bit, and not that I thought we were asleep, but, that was just something that was like, they got up early and took advantage of that little short field. And then after that, we just continued to, we had a couple chances in our first drive, but had a ball overthrown, and then, of course, that fumble outside of that was just good, hard defense, and with a combination of better ball security and good defense caused that fumble. But after that, I think we just settled in pretty good until the young kids went in late.
You talked specifically last week, too, about how you like the way your team really shows a maturity of just playing. Like you said, you fall behind. You didn't want to do that at Maysville, but the boys kept playing. They didn't overreact to it. They just, kind of got their nose back to the grindstone, so to speak, to use that to cliche, and they just played at that point, right?
Pretty much. It's a 48-minute game for sure, and then you got to, just expect adversity and just how do you handle it, and that's just pretty much something bad happens, we're just going to stick together, and doesn't do any good to do otherwise. That's what a bunch of losers do. We're, the winners will sit there and try to figure out a way to make things right. The sitting around and griping, complaining, and getting mad at each other sure as heck's not going to those things don't work, you know, Tom. So you've got to use that energy in a positive way. And, you know, our kids just, we just talk for every game. Hey, we had some adversity, things happen. We just got to rally and grab hands and make it right. And whatever happened, learn from it, of course, too.
Now, Princeton's a different football team this year from last year. You saw them a little bit in the Jamboree, and I'm sure that Coach Hotmer didn't show you nearly everything that he'll show you in the regular season matchup. But let's just talk Princeton in general terms, Coach. What do you see from the Tigers this year?
I just still see a lot of very quick, athletic young men out there. They've all had some really athletic young men coming, you know, through the system the last few years, and you know, I see their, you know, they've had some adversity, a quarterback injury, and then a little bit of switching and having to fight through some adversity themselves. And, you know, and just to put packages together towards their strengths and what, the, you know, what their team is. And I'm sure it'll build as, you know, that the next guy up gets more comfortable being back in that position as well.
You know, I've talked with coaches all week long this week. And I know you certainly hear this all the time, but it's easier said than done that, you know, Coach Holt down at Lathrop told me this, Coach Ross down at Marceline, that, yeah, there are games that feel like big games on your schedule, but you got to take every practice, every game, and not overlook anything, because the minute you do that, you're in trouble. Is that one thing that the guys have really bought into well over at Milan this year, Coach, to just take things step by step in the 2018 season?
That's kind of been a mission statement on our locker room for quite a number of years now. And if you walk in here, it's and again, even after the game too, you want to be 1-0 at the end of the week, and you know, come the next Friday, no one's going to give a hoot about what you won or whether you lost. They're going to talk about this game for the rest of the week. So we've just got to, especially when you got to, you know, you play a couple non-conference games, the rest of your season is. Conference games, you know, they're all important. I mean, there's not one that's, I mean, they're all important. It's your conference, and then you get right towards your district. So, you know, you just hope you get off the ground running and you do a great job competing within your conference before it's peak time around district time.
Has there been, over the last, you know, you played Princeton for a number of years, the last two, of course, as members of the Grand River Conference, has the rivalry grown in your mind between your team and the Tigers a little bit, Coach?
I hear that word being thrown out a lot. I don't know. Every week's you want to try to win every week, Tom, as far as I'm concerned. So I don't know. I don't. Sometimes you hear rivalry, you think there's bad blood and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I just know that we've played Princeton for a number of years, and we just come out and kick it off on, you know, Friday night, 7 o'clock, and we're just going to out and play as best we can. I think our kids know each other, kids. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I've heard that word thrown around. So,
to me, I would almost.
But on our end, Tom, we want to try to compete each week. So
yeah, I hear.
Every week's a rival for us.
And to me, the fact that people are throwing that word around, that means games are important, right? And this game feels important this week. And, you know, so obviously the kids know that. So that increases intensity on those things. But you're right. You know, if you don't think games are important in conference, go out and lose one. Then you find out how important they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's all important. And like we were saying even before you asked that question, you know. So, and, you know, sometimes when things are created into a, you know, it's out of respect, too. So that's all good. And so, you know, the kids just have to go out and execute and make plays.
Are they? Is Princeton, are they different with Cam Hartley at quarterback than with Austin Kelly, Coach? Or what have you seen with the new quarterback here the last couple of weeks?
You know what? I didn't get a whole lot of, other than seeing some JV last year and, you know, a little bit of Jamboree and a little bit of week one. But, yeah, it's a little different. I mean, you know, and I think each week is probably going to get a little bit more back to adding a few more things and variety to obviously he's a great athlete, can run, and if he was their number one quarterback, he would have probably been, you know, involved with that. But he'd been like a receiver, tight end type young man and a heck of a linebacker, and so he's kind of moving into that role, and And like I said, each week I'm sure he's going to get a little more comfortable with that, and a good athlete, and he's going to get, you know, more accustomed to it. So it just takes time. And so I would expect, you know, not only this week, but as time goes on, as they get, you know, working a little bit, you know, maybe into a lot of their the things that they really want to do as far as their spread game is concerned.
I was told by Coach Cole over at Maysville that, you know, was there rain? Yeah. Was it wet? Yeah. But all things considered, the field conditions, they kind of held up decently well last week.
Yeah, there was just kind of a light mist most of the night, and you know, the grass and everything held up good. And so, but of course, it is very soaked, like everybody else's fields were. So, you know, I thought that was just about as good conditions as you could ask for.
Did the pit come through that rainy period last week, Coach? Obviously, not having a Friday game helps with it. Is the pit good and ready to go as far as its field conditions coming off the rain?
Oh yeah, it's in good shape. It's a good strong rooted field. We had a pretty good rainstorm after week one, and got down and did a little work on it and replaced, you know, patched it up a little bit. But it was, you know, just a few spots where, you know, cleats had knocked it up, and we kind of squished it all together, Tom, and we even had another JV game or two on it, or a junior high game, and it's held up well. We've had some good weather, so I would expect everything will be a fast track for everybody.
Outstanding. It should be a great game. Princeton, Milan this week, Milan, Putnam County next week, so those are the next couple of games on the slate for the Milan Wildcats. Head coach John Dabney of the Cats. Coach, good luck to this week against the Tigers. I know Dennis will enjoy bringing folks that one on our airwaves. We'll talk to you after the game and again next week.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate all your coverage.